Other inventory management approaches. There are a number of other inventory management approaches, for example, material requirements, planning and distribution requirements, planning programs. These are time-phased ordering systems. They consider the volume and timing of future demand for dependent inventory and order or cancel stock based on those forecasts. Some approaches aim at increasing the efficiency of inventory management in businesses relying on supply chain models while also reducing some types of uncertainty. We'll look at two of these approaches, vendor-managed inventory and consignment systems. Vendor-managed inventory. Vendor-managed inventory, VMI systems, are used by businesses to share inventory management responsibilities with their suppliers. At the heart of VMI is a clear and carefully structured agreement between the customer and the supplier about their respective obligations and rights. The covered products are defined. The customer and the vendor agree on order points and order quantities. The customer and the vendor agree on what data to share and how to exchange them. This allows the supplier to track inventory levels and initiate replenishment unilaterally. It allows the customer to avoid the work required to review inventory and initiate orders, but still provides visibility of available stock and stock on order. A VMI agreement can lead to stronger, more strategic relationships between suppliers and customers, helping to decrease vulnerabilities and uncertainty and enhance opportunities. The agreement should allow suppliers to avoid stockouts of their items in the distribution channel, to avoid the bullwhip effect, and to exert more control over their business. Customers can shed ordering costs and may have fewer stockouts or overstocks. Customers should be alert, however, to the impact of the agreement on inventory levels. A VMI relationship should not allow suppliers to push unneeded inventory out to customers, thereby increasing customers' carrying costs. VMI can be used for both independent and dependent demand items. Walmart uses VMI with its many suppliers, and Dell allows suppliers to manage parts inventories in warehouses near its assembly points. Consignment inventory. Consignment is an issue of ownership, who retains ownership of stored inventory. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines consigned stocks as inventories generally of finished goods that are in the possession of customers, dealers, agents, brokers, etc., but remain the property of the manufacturer by agreement with those in possession. Consignment is sometimes called vendor-owned inventory, VOI, or supplier-financed inventory. In a consignment scenario, the customer does not assume ownership of the goods upon receipt. The goods are stored in exactly the same way as conventional inventory, but the customer pays for the goods only when they are actually withdrawn from inventory. For example, a computer manufacturer may use consignment inventory for parts it uses very rarely. By choosing consignment rather than purchasing the parts outright, the manufacturer avoids investing capital in stock that may become obsolete before it is fully depleted. The advantage to the supplier is that it creates the opportunity that the supplier's products, and not those of a competitor, will be used in the process. When the manufacturer needs a part, it is simply withdrawn from warehouse inventory and a payment is credited to the supplier. The process occurs primarily on the accounting side. To warehouse staff, the distinction is not obvious. Their job remains to ensure that the item's removal is tracked and that inventory levels are accurate. Consignment agreements usually define the period for which the goods will be held, the manner in which inventory will be measured and reported, and responsibilities for shipping charges, insurance coverage, and damage during shipping and storage.